Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, August 29th. At the Owen Sound Salmon Spectacular, there's a new trout leader on the Bumstead Insurance Financial and Employee Benefits Leaderboard. Julie Ellis of Dundalk takes the lead in the trout division with a 24.44-pound trout. Meanwhile, John Ernest of Owen Sound still leads the salmon division at 25.49 pounds. The South Bruce Gray Health Center says the Walkerton Hospital Emergency Department will be closing at 5 this evening for an overnight closure. It will reopen at 7 tomorrow morning. The hospital organization has been experiencing staffing shortages lately that have led to some overnight emergency department closures. The Stanley Cup was at the Sauble Beach sign today. Curtis McDermid, a defenseman with the Stanley Cup winning Colorado Avalanche, had his day with the cup and showcased it in front of a throng of people. McDermid's family, South Bruce Peninsula Mayor Janice Jackson, and Bruce Gray Owen Sound MP Alex Ruff were all part of the ceremony, which took place after a fire truck led the parade along Lakeshore Boulevard.
I'm still pinching myself and that this is actually happening, and it's a dream come true, and I'm going to cherish this forever and for as long as I live, and it's just been incredible. So thank you, and let's keep it going, and cheers.
Tradition dictates that every member of the Stanley Cup champion team gets a day with the cup, and McDermid, who grew up in Sauble Beach, played hockey at Shallow Lake, and later with the Owen Sound Grays and Attack, brought the sacred hockey trophy to his hometown. For the first time since the pandemic, reservists gathered for two big exercises at the Canadian Armed Forces 4th Canadian Division Training Centre. Nearly 400 gunners and infantry soldiers from Grey Bruce and all over southwestern Ontario converged on the military training base in Meaford last week. Master Corporal Keelan Fisher is from Underwood in Kincardine and a member of the Grey and Simcoe Foresters out of Owen Sound, who took part in the infantry exercise called Arrowhead Guardian.
During the summer period, we do a 1 to 2 week exercise as kind of a culmination for all the training we've done throughout the year, as a proof of the soldiering skills that we've learned and relearned throughout the training year.
At the same time as the infantry exercise, reservists of differing ranks took part in the artillery exercise Steel Rain, which involved live fire training on C3 howitzer cannons. A nearby exercise also trained on mortars. You can find more, including pictures and video, on our Bayshore Broadcasting News website. Grey Bruce OPP have charged two drivers with impaired driving. At around 1:30 in the morning of August 28th, officers responded to a single vehicle collision on Harbour Road in Neyashinigming. A 43-year-old man from Dutton Dunwich is charged with impaired driving. Later that same day, OPP charged a 30-year-old Burlington woman after receiving several calls about a person driving erratically on Highway 10 in Chatsworth. Both drivers have court dates. Grey Bruce OPP say they're continuing their work to enforce rules regarding liquor infractions at Sauble Beach. They say a 28-year-old man from North York was charged with consuming liquor in an unauthorized place. Grey Bruce OPP remind everyone consuming alcohol in places that are not a residence or a licensed location is prohibited. That includes the beach. The town of South Bruce Peninsula has recently been experiencing an increase in alcohol and mischief-related issues and has increased enforcement around the beach, issuing more tickets than in the past. They're also installing more signage outlining the rules, as well as some security cameras downtown Sauble and at the 6th Street washrooms. In sports, at the Owen Sound Salmon Spectacular on the Bumstead Insurance Financial and Employee Benefits Leaderboard, there's a new trout leader, Julie Ellis of Dundalk, takes the lead in the trout division at 24.44 pounds. Meanwhile, John Ernest of Owen Sound still has the lead in the salmon division at 25.49 pounds. The Derby runs to Sunday. Owen Sound Attack rookie camp began today at the J.D. MacArthur Arena. The main training camp will get underway on Wednesday. Owen Sound's first exhibition game is Labor Day at Barrie against the Colts. In Provincial Junior Hockey League exhibition tonight, Walkerton plays the Wingham Ironmen. Game time is 7:30 at the Plex in Port Elgin. In Major League Baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays host the Chicago Cubs. The Blue Jays are coming off being swept over the weekend by the LA Angels. In U.S. Open Tennis, four Canadians in action today, including Felix Auger-Aliassime in the men's. And in the women's, Bianca Andreescu won her match today. Leila Annie Fernandez and Rebecca Marino also play today. And in World Cup basketball qualification, Canada plays Panama at 8:10 tonight. For more sports depth and detail, visit the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.